proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about God's admonitions to his people to fear not. In the fifth chapter of the book of Job, that writer observed that, quote, man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward, unquote. The troublous times which will characterize the latter days will result in, quote, men's hearts failing them for fear, unquote, an expression used by Jesus Christ in the 21st chapter of Luke's Gospel. However, those who trust in God have no reason to fear uncertainties in the future. God has committed himself to provide for their needs. The Bible contains several examples of God's sufficiency to do so. When the Israelites in the wilderness stood at the border of the land of Canaan, they might have had certain apprehensions about the forces opposing them. According to Deuteronomy chapter 31, God encouraged the Israelites, telling them, quote, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, unquote. God added this, too, quote, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed, unquote. After the residents of the city of Ai defeated an Israelite force, Joshua had concerns about whether God would continue backing the Israelites against their foes in the land of promise. In Joshua chapter 7, he fell on his face before God. In response, God told him not to fear, that he, God, would give the Israelites victory. In Isaiah chapter 35, that prophet spoke about a future time when the Jewish people would experience deliverance from their enemies. God thus encouraged his people, quote, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you, unquote. Throughout the book of Isaiah, God continually reassured the Jewish people about his goodwill toward them. In Isaiah 41, for instance, he said, quote, I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee, unquote. According to Isaiah 43, God told the Israelites, quote, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine, unquote. God also told the Jewish people, quote, fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have spoken. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit unto thy seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring, unquote. A promise found in the 44th chapter of Isaiah. In the 46th chapter of Jeremiah, God promised the Israelites that after their exile in Babylon, he would restore them to their homeland. He told the Jews, quote, fear not, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and be in rest, and at ease, and none shall make them afraid, unquote. The author of Psalm 126 testified as to God's faithfulness, quote, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream, unquote. God instructed the Jewish people that they had no fear of uncertain circumstances. He assured them that he would remain faithful to his promises and enable them to overcome adversity. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.